Hello everybody and welcome to this week's Modcast. This is Harry and today I'll be running through all that's new in the world of sec change and what's happened this week. The headlines for this edition are the outcomes of the October panel, the plans for this month's change board meeting, a look at some of the recently issued consultations, and a welcome to our newest batch of draft proposals, but more on that in a minute. Okay, so first up, an update on what was discussed modifications-wise during last week's panel meeting. We have quite the list this week to talk about. So for starters, we had SecMP 53, a modification looking at amending target response times. This was taken to panel to agree that it was ready for the report phase. We'll be talking about this again very soon. The panel approved of this, and the modification has now officially finished its refinement period. Then, we had some new draft proposals that were discussed at panel. These were DP 80, ensuring a managed move to Duis version 3.1, alignment of Duis and Kism to reflect the current DCC processing, that's DP 81, DP 83 covers change coordination, and DP 87, correction to SEC Section G user responsibilities. All of these were agreed to be converted from draft proposals to modification proposals by the panel, and here are the resulting outcomes. So now MP 80, that has been progressed to refinement, but panel requested a change to the title of the modification, and this was due to wanting numbers associated with Duis removed from that title so that it could better future-proof the modification for other versions of Duis. For MP 81, that was taken directly to report phase and will be issuing its modification report consultation very shortly. MP 83 also progressed to refinement as well with no further comment. And MP 87, this was taken forward as a fast track modification owing to a straightforward solution and no material impacts. So the modification has therefore been approved and has entered a 15 working day window which will close on the 1st of November. If approved, the modification will be implemented on the 4th of November 2019. And last but not least for panel, the June 2020 release scope has now been updated, so the panel has agreed for SecMP 53 and SecMP 62 Part 1 of the solution to be included in release scope, provided that both of them are approved. Okay, on to change board now, and surprise, there's no change board. With no agenda items requiring the change board this month, it looks like the next one will be held in November. We also have some newly released consultations this week to talk about. So SecMP 53, just mentioned a moment ago, that has just been issued for modification report consultation this Monday. So responses for this one will be accepted up until the 4th of November, and will be planned for discussion at the November change board mentioned just a few minutes ago as well. The other consultation to let you know about is the refinement consultation for MP 79. That mod covers provisions for withdrawing modifications. This consultation was issued this Wednesday, and again will be accepting responses up until close of play on Thursday, the 7th of November. And just a quick reminder as well that the refinement consultations are the ones you'll be able to have the greater say on the solution and issue, whereas the modification report consultation is just one for approving or rejecting the finalised modifications, so please send in your responses. And finally, we move to our new draft proposals now. So DP 89 and DP 90 are newly raised proposals, and we have invited the lead analysts, Jordan Crace and Ali Beard, to give you a quick summary of these issues. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Harry. Yeah, DP 89 was raised by the DCC. It is changes to Appendix R, the Common Testing Scenarios document. So through the modification process for 39 and modification 24, they added new eligible users to certain service requests. However, these were not captured in the legal text, so this has not been amended in the testing requirements in Appendix R. Now, these two modifications are set to be implemented in the November 2019 release, so we are seeking to make these mandatory testing for these new user roles as soon as possible after the November 19 release, so that users are mandated into testing these service requests. Additionally to this, there is a contradiction between Duis and the Common Testing Scenarios document for electricity distributors and testing of SMETS 1 devices, where a certain service request is deemed mandatory to be tested in the Common Testing Scenarios document. However, Duis does not allow the electricity distributors to send the service requests to SMETS 1 devices. Back to you, Harry.
Okay, thank you very much, Jordan. Over to you, Ali, for DP 90. So, what's the issue?
So, Harry, the issue with DP 90 is about non-GBCS, non-mandated alerts. DCC user systems only recognize alerts defined in GPCS, not these optional alerts that are not recognized by the user systems. These alerts are currently being sent to users with no contextual information, so users don't know what they're for. And in addition, users can only turn off alerts that are specified in GPCS, so they can't turn off these non-GPCS, non-mandated alerts. This has resulted in users receiving large volumes of alerts that they can't understand and they can't disable.
Okay, so what are the next steps then?
So the next steps with this DP is it's currently on the website, and we really want to hear from users that are affected by the issues in this DP. Please email or call me and let me know how it's affecting you. And then it will go to the change subcommittee on the 29th of October.
All right, that's great. Cheers, Ali.
Okay, so that's about all we have time for this week. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week with another Modcast. I've been Harry from CCAS, and I'll see you soon.